Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, July 21st. The grains closed sharply lower, with December corn down 16.5 cents at 573.5. September wheat down 13.25 at 806.25, and November beans down 30.75 cents at 1301.5. December corn closed under the gap from February 4th for the first time since we've left the gap. We've traded down through the gap, but haven't closed under it since February. Now, albeit it was only by 0.25 cents, but we did close under the gap here today. Beans put in the lowest close that we've had, and under the old low was 1302.5. So we closed just 0.25 cents over that, but it's a new close for this leg of the move. And we haven't closed this low since really the first week in January, or third week in January. So, you know, the markets are certainly on the ropes here. The funds are on the ropes. 20-day is about to cross the 200-day moving average. And, you know, the funds are still long in here. Funds are long. I got them long 120,000 corn as of today, and about 85,000 contracts of beans. So, you know, I think they're taking a pounding out here, and I expect to see some lower prices. You know, I think we talked about it yesterday that in the third quarter now, we're consistently lower corn, wheat, and beans. And if you're going to have a drought and, you know, problems with yield, you should be higher out here, which we're not. One analyst came out and said the corn yield is going to be 174.9, down 2% from trendline yield. That's before the rains we're supposed to get next week. Obviously, the rains were a big part of the lower prices here and cooler temps. It looks like everybody's going to be in the 80s next week. Much cooler weather all around the country and good rains just about everywhere. So we're changing this pattern. We're getting timely rains even for the corn, and it's putting some pressure on these markets. We generally make our lows for moves the first week in August, so maybe a week from Monday we'll see some lows in here. But in the meantime, I think we can see some lower prices as funds get out, let alone if they want to get short in here. So, you know, I just don't see anything really positive out here. The crude oil closed down $3.53 a barrel at $96.35. That weighed on the bean oil. Bean oil was down 154 ticks, weighed on the corn. So just not a whole lot of positive news out here. The meal was also down hard, $5.70 a ton. You know, where are we going with these markets with the funds long, you know, everything? After today, they're probably pretty close to maybe long 10,000 oil out here. But they're still long wheat, they're still long beans, corn, meal. So I believe that we're going to see some lower prices out here once this weather turns, and it looks like starting Monday is when we really break the cool weather and get a fair amount of showers out here. That's about it. And the wheat took about a 25 cent break late in the day, about 5 minutes to when we started to break hard, made the lows within about 10 or 15 minutes, and then rebounded as much as 15 cents, but then closed a nickel off of that rebound. I'm not sure whether a deal was signed between Russia and Ukraine. But at any rate, even if there's a deal signed, I don't believe that Putin's going to respect any deal that's signed one way or the other. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.